Ouch! 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 I caught a burning star. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Thought for Today. Ouch! I caught a burning star. Reach a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never, never let it go. Do you catch a falling star and put it in your pocket and never, never let it go? Do you have dreams and you catch them and you hold them for a while and then the flame dies out, the enthusiasm departs and you let it go? The world, at least for some people at times, is an unsatisfying place. Because people are reaching for their stars, not only the falling stars, but they're reaching for a star, and they catch it, and then it's so hot. It demands such a purity of spirit from them that they drop it and let it go. And they don't want to hang on to that hot star, that hot dream, that hot desire that they had, and they let it go. Philosophy is that way. There are very few philosophers. Everyone has a philosophy and somewhat follows their philosophy, but there are very few philosophers. A philosopher is one who has found a concept in life and uses it and lives it and carries it out in every aspect of his being. It is just 100% who he is, like Socrates. No one could ever say Socrates wasn't a great philosopher who carried out the philosophy of what he believed. And Aristotle, Plato, that's going way back. And Herb Byerly, he's a philosopher who carries out what he believes and he lives it. And, it doesn't mean that he's going to have some hot spots. Sometimes it burns a hole in his hand and almost and makes him want to drop it. But he doesn't drop it. Every true philosopher doesn't drop it. The thing that made the religious leaders, the religious messiahs, the religious teachers great is that they didn't drop their philosophy. You may not agree with their philosophy, which is your business and their business. You may not agree with the star that you've caught. You wanted to catch a falling star. I want to be the absolute, the absolute, the absolute. Well, if you're the absolute, there's no more relative. And there's no family, and there's no friends, and there's no body, and there's no relationship to the world. Well, I'll be a boo, boo, boo. I want to have the relationship and be the absolute. Well, good for you. So, you want to be married and unmarried at the same time, huh? Some people try that, and it just doesn't work too well, you know? Because in marriage, they say, I promise to be true. I promise to be true to you, and you promise to be true to me. Meaning, we don't have sex or relationship with anybody else. But is that what you really mean? Is that what you really want to do? You see, your philosophy gets a little hot after a while, and you say, I don't like that. I want to have my ability. So you get a divorce. And that's why so many people get a divorce, because they can't live up to their philosophy. Their philosophy says, oh, I want that girl, I want that guy more than anything in the world. Oh, I want them, I want them, I want them. And just the way they are, I want them, I like them, I want them. And then you get them, and you find that just the way they are is not the way you are. Because you were after one thing. You were after a relationship, you were after sex, you were after whatever the person is, if they're wealthy, or if they're nice, or if they're good to children, or whatever. That aspect you wanted, you didn't want the whole person. You didn't want the whole person. And some women are just so absolutely fantastic, so glorious, so wonderful. But they have a few bad habits. And these bad habits make it difficult for anyone to live with them. Now, what bad habit would that be that would be difficult to live with? Well, if she was a wonderful mother, a wonderful housewife, a wonderful wife, but she liked to go out and have friends on the side, have relationships on the side. Well, now, in most marriages, that's not a satisfactory thing. And that's a philosophy that they have that's a little too hot to handle. They didn't realize in the beginning that this is what they were going to experience. Now, Do you know what you're going to experience when you want your philosophy? I say, I speak my word, and whatever I speak my word for, that is what happens in my life. My word is my bond, my word is everything. I speak my word, and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest it. Well, we say the power of the universe reveals it. It's revealed to us that whatever desire we have in our heart, whatever word we speak, and we say, oh, my stubbed toe, it hurts, oh, and it hurts and hurts more. But stub your toe, I'm home perfect. And instantly take your mind away from the thought of your stubbed toe, and it is gone. Now, you don't have to stub your toe. You don't have to do things like that. But you do, because you say, one little thing, I am only human. And you see, as long as you say, I'm only human. Now, you see, you can be divine without being the absolute. You can be a divine human. You can be a wonderful divine human. That's a wonderful philosophy. Now, what is a divine human? A divine human knows that it is whole and perfect. A divine human knows that it is the allness. The divine human knows that it is the goodness of the universe. The divine human knows it is harmony, it is peace, it is love. It is unconditional love. Now, wow. Now, you see, here is the lovely thing. We talk about catch a falling star and put it in your pocket and never, never let it go. Catch your dream, put it in your pocket and never let it go. But realize that you want that dream. You want that dream of wholeness. You want that dream, my body is whole and perfect, my body is whole and perfect, my body is... You want that dream! And if you're going to want that dream, then you got to dream that dream under all circumstances. You don't look at the world and see illness. You don't look at the world and see problems. You don't look at your neighbors or even yourself and see some limitation. You may have a sneeze. Whoops, I got a cold. Oh, boy, I better lay down. Oh, boy. Yeah, right away, you build a federal case about it. If you sneeze, boop, cleaned out my nose. And no, I'm whole and perfect. Instantly, always, you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. This is catching your dream and hanging on to it under all circumstances. Oh, you're going to be challenged. You're going to be challenged. Because people are going to come along and say, ha, you think you're whole and perfect? Ha, ha, ha. And you say, yes, I'm whole and perfect. And you are not going to buy in to somebody else's philosophy. You're not going to buy into somebody else's point of view. Their star may be different than yours. Their star may be the star of money. And so they want just money, 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 and they get money. Their star may be that they're good looking and they just want women to chase them all over the place, or men to chase them all over the place, whatever, you know. And they get it. They get it because that's their concentration. That's their attention. Now, where is your attention? Are you all is in divine order now? I am divine order. I am divine order. Wow, you know? I am the pure white light of love. I surround myself with my pure white light of love. I'm bringing that to my attention. I'm making myself aware of that. I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. And then I take myself and I say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround my car with my pure white light of love, and all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. I say, I am the pure white light of love, and I surround myself with beautiful divine beings, all of whom are purely, beautifully illumined, who are joyous, free now all the time, who are unconditionally loving at all times. Wow, what a world I have. Ho, ho, ho. And some people say, well, what about when they're doing naughty things? Well, I don't notice them doing naughty things. Do you? Is that your concentration? Well, Herb, you sometimes respond and remark about them doing naughty things. No, no. I respond and remark about them doing nice things. Now, let's all have a lovely chat with one another. Let's stop arguing, let's stop bitching, let's stop doing that stuff. I don't say that. Let's have a lovely discussion. Remember our little story? The boy comes in and he's very angry and mad, and the mother says, "Well, sweetheart, you are just such a lovely boy. You are so beautiful. You're always doing nice things. I'm so proud of you." And the kid says, "I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you." And pretty soon the stops. And he listens to his mother being so proud of him. And he says, "I guess it ain't so bad. I guess I'm all right. Okay, I'm good." You know? But the mother must look beyond this. The mother must be unconditional love. And as a mother is unconditional love, she creates unconditional love in her life, which includes her child and her husband and her family and whomever is in her world. But if she lets her guard down and looks at appearances, then she's in trouble. But if she lets her guard down and looks at appearances that she created of unconditional love, of happiness, peace, and harmony, and goodness, then that's all she's going to know. Now, what are you ready for? Are you ready to be the wonderful absolute philosopher who catches a falling star and puts it in your pocket and never lets it go? The star, meaning the essence of all, the drive, the goal, the dreams, the desires that we have for the magic of the universe. Wow, you know, that's what a star symbolizes. And that's what it is for you and me. Are you ready to catch your falling star? Are you ready to put it in your pocket and never let it go? Are you ready to take your falling star, which is your philosophy of life, and not only have it in your pocket, but just immerse yourself in it? Take this philosophy and live it. I've seen so many of our students who are absolutely fantastic. They do the courses beautifully. They get the certificates beautifully. They do everything good. Then they go out and they go back to their old way. They go back to letting Jesus do it. They go back to saying that these are the problems that we have to face in life. Well, our new president is saying these are the solutions that we are going to work with. And Business Week magazine says Obama should not forget business and should not use the word business as a dirty word. Well, Business Week hears that. If Business Week would listen to what Obama really says, he said, "We are having balance in our economy and balance in all things and balance in our business and balance in this," and that's what it's all about. And some people may feel the pinch because they're caught doing something they shouldn't be doing, using the principle in a way that's not harmonious for someone else. But if you do it for yourself, you use the principle for yourself, all is in divine order, you don't have to worry about anything else. You'll be doing the right thing. And so, Obama's caught his falling star, hasn't he? And he's got it in his pocket, and he's really doing a good job with it. Now, you can do that too. He came out of nowhere and did it. You can come out of everywhere and do it too. So, today, let your philosophy be that clarion call that you're singing all the time, and you're saying all the time. You never can say it too often, because have you noticed, while you're saying positive things, you're feeling pretty good. While you're saying positive things, you think of a positive world. And while you're living in a positive attitude, the whole world smiles at you and delights in your presence. And you are the creator of all. Have a lovely morning and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.